That is so true, Dick.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
At heart, this really is a math problem. And last time that all these talk shows were off the air for any length of time was after September 11th.
John Stewart.
And at that time, most shows were off for about a week. So if my math is correct, the writer's strike is now 9 times worse than September 11th.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you know something?
What?
You know what? I had a dream last night about the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
I'll be the best sex you will ever have.
Oh, who the frig are you?
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
What do you like?
I like rape.
Hey!
I know you.
What's that about?
Well,
come on!
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad. I'd let you in just so I could feel you on top of me.
Oh, uh-huh. Chris. I just got a text from a buddy of mine, a neighbor.
Right.
I'll call him codename Jay, since that's his name.
Where's Jay?
Oh, so not letter J.
No, J-A-Y.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Jay is extremely mad. He is on the Baltimore Beltway on his way to take 14 kids to
Ooh.
See Hannah Montana tonight.
Is it in Baltimore tonight?
Tonight it is.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And he just wrote...
It's at Memorial Stadium, isn't it?
Just wrote, thank God for the show. He had to turn it off because of the talk about vasectomies.
Yeah.
These girls should know this.
Just wanted me to know that he's going nuts.
Hannah Montana.
And speaking of nuts.
Oh, Rob. Right, Rob and his balls. Tomorrow, we will definitely get to the Holly Morris tapes.
Yeah. Very good.
The psychotic poodle from Channel 5.
Mm-hmm.
She did something with the Hannah Montana concert here in D.C.
The Hannah Montana fun bus.
It'll make your ears bleed.
Terrorizing children
again.
We'll do that on tomorrow's episode. And plus, maybe people will have other horror stories. This poor guy, this text, really pretty much was just a dad at his wit's end.
And good for him. He's doing the duty. He's going up there. I mean, there's just nothing that a dad could do that's more self-sacrificing.
It's
his
kid's birthday, and can you imagine that? He's got a Suburban or something, and he's got 14 of them.
He's got a Suburban.
Did you read the article?
He's probably got a school bus if he's got 14 kids.
The article in the Post today about the noise level at the concert?
Really
evil. That it was sustained at about 111. Which is like a circular saw at close range.
Oh, got it. And that's all the girls that are screaming.
It's a good frequency, too.
The high-pitched girls.
So anyway, Jay, he's not listening because the girls are in the car, and we were talking about your balls.
Yeah.
So when we left you last, Rob, we'll talk about Hannah Montana.
So he's the chaperone. Boy, I feel sorry for that guy.
He's a one-man parade.
Mm-hmm.
It's his kid's birthday.
Good
and
luck.
It's just him. Just
God,
one.
I am so, and can I say thank you to Catherine and Elizabeth that really are close to that age and who are not interested at all.
Really?
Finally, the subject came up, and they were not into it.
That's
and
excellent.
I could not have been, especially with Elizabeth, who's 10.
Yeah.
You know, I thought she would have been into it.
Dead
no, center. Not into it at all.
The weekend before my procedure, we had Julia's birthday party. We had 12 7-year-olds at my house.
Uh-huh.
And it was a Hannah Montana theme
Yeah, see,
party.
They're just out of it.
They right, just well, missed it.
Enough about her. Let's talk about your generous sack.
So in preparation for the procedure, the vasectomy, it's time to get scrubbed up.
Okay.
So she is warming the solution.
So she opens the foil pack and pulls out the soaked sponge and begins a nice, warm, thorough, but gentle scrubbing.
Washing your balls.
And this is not just the balls.
Excuse me. Really?
Everything. I mean, the whole...
Like right down to the...
The whole area down there
Tippecanoe
has to
and
be
Tyler,
clean.
Too?
The whole area has to be clean.
So what about your shaft?
Everything was orange.
And so I'm... This is when it first hits me.
What about your shaft?
Everything.
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 Oh. Orange.
All right. I have to ask you this. I mean, well, your wife's in the room, but this is... You have already described this nurse
this.
As being somewhat
There's
attractive.
There's not a
Let
chance
you
that Rob
this.
Could get turned on by this.
The thought entered my mind because this felt really nice.
Yeah, if they're warm with the
warm
liquid,
and it suds up.
They're
yes,
sponging
but,
you off.
But
I know that there's
it,
really no
be,
way it could happen.
Wouldn't it be in your mind though? No matter how great this feels.
Yeah, if you let yourself go, then you're going to be busted like you've never been busted.
Right, but because I'm thinking it's so important that it doesn't happen.
Right.
That's when you start doubting, saying, "Oh God, I really hope it doesn't happen.
Which makes it, can almost make it worse.
Right. Yeah, and it never happened. You but know, it was really, I'm glad you didn't take my blood pressure then.
You could, you know, you could have said if it would have happened. You could have just said, you know, it's a reaction.
Right.
Right.
I am just flesh and bone.
What I would have said is, don't tell me you're not feeling it too.
Hey, I would imagine if they do that with every guy, I'm sure they get wood.
I guarantee
city.
It. I'm
Has
sure.
To happen.
Especially since you've just been shaved. It's a very nice sensation.
And they're taking a soft sponge with
warm
liquid.
Sudsy
and
liquid.
They're going all over that area. I'm going to do that when I get home tonight.
And good luck with that.
Wow.
But nothing happens. Nothing comes up. And everything is fine. And I'm back laying there on the cold steel table. And when that happens.
I don't want to slam the doctor. But, boy, that's terrible to do that to guys.
Yeah, it
that's
is.
That's terrible, like right before to bring in the hot nurse with the warm liquid and the sponge.
What would you rather have? Some guy like Robert the Mailman come in and go, I'm here to wash.
Yeah, with a power
balls.
Washer. Yeah.
Well, it's a medical procedure. And you know, it just sounds to me tremendously erotic.
No, do you want a guy like Ross Barton coming in?
Yeah.
Do you want like Jack Del Rio or American Dad coming in?
If my wife's in the room, I don't want the hot nurse with the lovely fingernails.
Send in Buddy Ryan.
So, mother. So.
Seriously, bring in somebody that's not going to arouse me.
I'll tell you this. That was the best part of the day.
My apologies to Ross if he's listening. It's always been a fantasy I've had about you, Ross.
And isn't it Russ?
Yeah,
big it's Russ Barton.
Big Russ.
Yes.
If we're going to
Big
apologize.
Russ. I saw Big Russ over the holidays.
Big Russ.
Yes,
Big Tim Russert's father?
Mm-hmm. No, Shondell's husband.
That's right. Oh, now I understand.
Did you say hi to Russ, Buzz?
I haven't seen him. No, I didn't see him
Russ
at the
Russ was
party.
At the Christmas
oh, sorry,
party.
Sorry, I missed him.
I think so. Yeah.
You were
pretty
told?
Pretty sure. No, it was a late night.
So they scrub and scrub, and I'm clean and I'm orange, and nothing comes up, and in comes the doctor.
Ah.
And this is when it's a little weird, because obviously, and you know, you see this to a lesser extent when you go to Dr. Dana, our dentist.
Okay.
You know how he talks with his assistant, and they have a banter?
Yeah.
And it keeps things nice and light? Well, they're talking, and they're very good at it, because they're man and wife.
Almost like a magician and his assistant,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
You were terrific last night. Okay, let's get this done.
There was none of that.
You were masterful.
And then,
I saw you cupping his balls, darling. I mean nothing by it.
Hey, I gave him the best sponge bath I could. Nothing happened.
He resisted.
Hey, congratulations to you. Usually it happens to everybody. That's part of our fun.
So he says, we're going to talk you through this. That way you'll know to expect any sensation that's coming up.
Oh, God. And does that get your heart rate going?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that scares the crap out of me.
I am fit to be tied right now, if I can borrow an expression from a 90-year-old
man. Glad you said that, because that's exactly how I feel.
And so there's not anything about it that's comfortable. They're talking. Carrie's not really talking much yet.
Yet.
So, none of that.
Yet.
He says, we're going to give you now the shot of lidocaine, which is just like you would get.
At that point, Roger Clemens.
Turn over.
Did you get it in your buttocks?
No, I got it somewhere above that.
Okay.
Dead center. Ground zero.
Oh, my. Right in your balls?
Yeah,
right
dead center. Now,
right, said, right on the seam.
He said, this is going to hurt. This is the worst hurt that you're going to have to deal with through the whole procedure and recovery.
He says that before.
Mm-hmm. And I said, okay. He says, we're going to go in right at the part of the part. Pardon me. I'm just remembering.
Whoa, look out! Look out!
Exactly, little Richard. We're going to go right into the site of the incision. And it's going to feel like a sting.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Now, I want to imagine, if you can, you're in like a backwoods area in the summertime.
I like rape.
Maybe close to a swampy area.
Okay.
Why do you favor rape?
And out flies a horsefly.
What?
Okay? But not like a housefly, not really like a standard horsefly. A horsefly about the size of a half dollar.
Okay, a deer fly.
Yes,
a
exactly.
deer fly. Right.
Now, a lot of times you feel them. They're big enough that you feel when they land on you, usually your leg or your arm.
Right.
And you certainly know when they start to sting you and you brush them off.
Yeah.
Well, this is like a horsefly landed right dead center on my nuts and began to sting me.
Oh.
Oh, my.
With a stinger that went into the middle of me.
Oh, God.
And the pain started. I felt the sensation, and it got worse.
What glorious goo.
Began to sort of like a burning pain. And just when you feel like, you know, you can't stand it no longer, it keeps going. And you can't brush it away because this is the numbing agent.
How long? How long is the sensation?
I would say the sensation was, it seemed like about 20 minutes. But I say in reality it was probably about 30 or 45 seconds.
Wow.
But
it's still a long time.
That is indictment. Some excruciating, deep, burning pain. Then it's in. Okay, the needle comes out, and that sensation almost immediately stops because the needle is out. The needle is out, the and needle. Also the numbing agent is starting to go to work. Right. It's identical.
Needle.
It's identical to what you get when you go to the dentist, except it's in your balls.
Yeah, except you don't have teeth in your balls.
Right, exactly.
And it doesn't last that long even with the dentist.
I'm saying if you do, see a doctor.
Well, I think it's
also it hurts.
I think it's a slightly stronger dose than when you're getting something done.
Did it feel like he was moving the needle around?
No, it felt so much like a bad horsefly sting that it was eerie that how well he described it as a sting.
Okay.
So he says, now you're going to start to feel the numbing
all
agent.
We've all gotten quiet now.
The room is quiet now.
You've just had a needle.
Well, it's the needle. It's the whole, it's the sting thing.
And I really, you know, it's like a tooth clenching hurt. You don't even want to say anything.
Okay. All right.
I hope I'm describing it.
No,
you're doing a great job.
I just say you were really, really lucky that Carrie was in the room with you.
Well, even at this point, she was quiet.
That would oog me out to have.
Is she looking at you while you, and she sees on your face that you're.
Yeah, and I think it was an uncomfortable moment for her. Right. Perhaps she even wished she wasn't there at that time.
Did you ever want to say to her, you know, see what you've made me do?
No, I never did.
But she,
I was too focused on me at that point to even pay attention to her.
Okay. So you're going through 45 seconds of this pain.
And it's bad. It really is bad. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had a lot of calls before this procedure.
I swear to God, there is no way. I mean, honest to God. They a lot of people. Somebody said they'd pay you $2 million to have it done. I wouldn't do it.
A lot of people say, you know what?
Yes, you would.
We got a lot of horror stories, but you have to admit, for every horror story we got, someone said.
You do it for 25% of that amount.
No, I really. You don't know how. I don't like anything near there. I don't like even
one thing.
No, really, no. Even in an erotic way, I'm not about the
really.
No. I like what's in front of it. Do not stay away from that area. Now I am very, very sensitive. So the idea of putting a needle.
I don't want to return visit to the needle.
Oh God!
But you know, we had a lot of horror stories when we talked about this before. And we also had a lot of people say piece of cake, nothing to it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The truth is somewhere in the middle for me. If you say piece of cake, I don't want that cake. That's bad cake.
Right.
That's a very dry, unfriendly cake.
Freshly scrubbed ball cake.
So he goes in, the needle comes out, and what happens after that?
He says, then he starts telling me what he's going to do. It's almost instantaneous, the numbing agent.
Okay, son, I've got the numbing agent in there, and now I'm going to cut him off!
And then he talks to me, he says, our first thing is we're going to do the incision. It's about a quarter inch, and we're going to do the right side and then the left side. And if anything goes bad, you tell me.
So, said, but you're not feeling any of this now, right?
No, we're not doing anything yet. And then he takes some sort.
Well,
of,
he's cutting your balls.
No,
he's
telling me what he's going to.
No, they've, just, okay. They've only taken the needle out. He's just telling.
He's killing
him.
Some time now, right, and he starts talking with his wife.
What I'm saying is, you're not going to feel the incision because he's got the lidocaine in there.
And then Carrie starts talking, and we talk about everything through this whole procedure. And this is where I sort of turn the corner because about halfway through, I realize. If Carrie hadn't been there to keep the conversation going, I would be out of my mind.
Okay.
Because she's actually pulling them out of their prepared patter and steering it to things that I like to talk about and give me something to do.
Okay.
Because otherwise, I'm just going to be focused
on what they talk about the Hindenburg.
Yeah, I was going to say, when did she get on the Holocaust or
no,
something?
No, she steered it towards... Steer it towards radio and TV and movies
Nazis
and kids
and Hitler
and our kids.
All the things you like.
How to cover a bruise.
Oh, man.
And so she actually.
Either one of you physicians ever see the movie Mississippi Burning?
You familiar with the movie Night and Fog? So we go back, and as you look back on it, having her there actually turned out to be a great thing.
Okay.
Because she kept it a little lighter than I think it would have been without her.
Mm-hmm.
So at the beginning of it, I really didn't want her there, but afterwards I was very glad she was there.
Okay.
So he pulls out some sort of probe. I don't know what it is.
Damn, damn, damn!
Never heard that. But because I can't see anything with
a
my
probe?
Mask. Something. And he says, can you feel that? He said, feel what? He said, okay, so we're ready to cut.
Okay, here we go.
And he pulls out the scalpel. He's wonderful, a little bit like David Copperfield. Ta-da!
Did he flip it?
No, he never did. Like, you mean like the Motley Crue drummer would do with a drumstick?
Like a baton.
No. And he goes and he cuts.
What about like a roughie? You know, like a street thug who goes, hey, your money, your life, and all of a sudden it's that whoosh, blade just comes
switch
out.
Switchblade.
Japanese chef.
Yeah.
No, what it was a simple scalpel.
Looks Benihana.
Like, looks like a Zacto knife.
Uh-huh.
An Exacto knife. Mm-hmm. So he goes, he says, I'm cutting. I said, great. And Carrie's talking and the nurse is talking. He's cutting. And he's done about 2,000 of these, so he's very comfortable with it. But this is my first.
Yeah.
So I'm not so comfy.
Yeah.
So he cuts. I feel nothing.
Uh-huh.
And he says, all right, we're going and we're going to do the right side first. He says, we've pulled out the spaghetti. We've cut it. And, you know, I'm condensing. Each side takes about 20 minutes. Okay. So what he does is...
I am loving this, but we must break.
Oh, again?
We must break again.
Well, I can finish it up in the next segment. Okay. Or we can finish it tomorrow. It's your call. But my spaghetti's hanging out.
We're so far into this, Buzz.
That's right. No, we have to hear it.
Unless the
end.
World is absolutely collapsing around us, we will have time for a segment of news. Can you wrap it up in the next segment?
Indeed, I can.
All right, so we're leaving it with Rob's hanging spaghetti.
My right spaghetti. My right piece of linguine dangles.
I'm going to puke.
And he wouldn't let me keep it. I did ask if I could keep my
keep
spaghetti.
The spaghetti.
He said, we have to dispose of the spaghetti.
Oh, dear.
Did it look like spaghetti?
I never saw it.
They never even showed it to you?
No. What comes out is small. It would probably have looked very much like a grain of rice.
Was it penny pasta sized? Or
it was like farfalle.
A grain of rice?
Uh-huh. Yeah, he only takes out less than a quarter inch.
Just a section.
Oh, I didn't know that.
See, it's easy.
It's not easy. It's making me all tingly right now. And not a good tingly either, a bad tingly.
Just think of the horsefly inside your balls.
Jesus, that's
all right,
killing me.
Buzz, stand by there with the news and comment. And Rob,
yes,
will come to the incredible climax of the story. Kind of funny since you won't be able to do that anymore.
I can.
Sure you can. When we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.